ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Japanese Culture Class Lesson 58 Spend New Year's in Japan.
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi.
Today I'm joined in a studio by
Hello, I'm Vivian.
Vivian-san, welcome to JapanesePod101.com. It's your first time to be here, right?
Yes, it's my first time and I'm very excited, Naomi-sensei.
Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, okay, so I'm Vivian. I'm from San Francisco, California.And I've been living in Japan for over 2 years, and I love it here. Mm. I love the food, I love the people, the culture, and it's amazing.
Good to hear that. And we also have a special guest today. Ta-daan!
Konnichiwa, Hiroko desu.
Hi, this is Hiroko from EnglishPod101.com.
そうだよね。You're from EnglishPod101.com.
I am originally from Fukuoka Prefecture.And I lived in Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
Yeah, about 4 years and a little bit in Hawaii. And then I moved back to Japan last year. And I've been working in EnglishPod 101 since the beginning of this year.
That's cool.
Do you know what Fukuoka is famous for, Vivian?
I bet it's like some dish.
No, beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
People said that there are a lot of beautiful women in Fukuoka City.
I see.
Of course, Hiroko is one of them. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And we are not being sarcastic here.
Okay. Not American style.
No.
Okay, cool.
Hi. The three of us are here to talk about New Year's customs in Japan. Now, Vivian, is this your first time spending the New Year's holiday in Japan?
Well, actually, it's my second time, but to be honest, I haven't experienced a traditional Japanese New Year's celebration. So, what do Japanese people do in the New Year's holiday season?
なんでしょうね。Eat, sleep, get fat.
Sounds like the same in the US.
What do you think, Hiroko-san?
I think, you know, a lot of families spend time together.All the relatives get together in one family, or you visit your husband's family, you visit your wife's family.
And we also send and receive greeting cards over the New Year's season.
Oh, so it's like Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day in the States?
Yeah, I think so.
So first of all, let's talk about the food you have on New Year's Day.
We have the traditional Japanese New Year's cuisines called osechi.And what's in osechi varies depending on the regions and families. But I think nowadays people buy osechi from supermarket or a department store.
Oh, from a supermarket or department store?
To save more time.
Oh, everybody's busy working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyways, each osechi dish have a special meaning.
Oh, what kind of meaning?
This is in the PDF lesson notes, so you can check it out later too. But something...Called kazunoko.
Oh, salted herring roe.
Exactly. That has a wish to be gifted with numerous children.
I see.
Because there are many eggs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have you ever eaten fish eggs?
Yes. Isn't like, what's it called? Ikura?
Ikura is a little bit bigger.
Salmon egg.
Oh, yeah. I see. So it's bigger.
Yeah, kazunoko is very small.
Small, tiny.
It's a bit like caviar.
Oh, I see. What color is it? What color is kazunoko?
It's actually pretty yellow, goldish yellow.
I see. What about meat? Any meat dishes?
Don't you think, Naomi-san, that we don't really eat meat over the New Year's? It's more fish and vegetable.
Yeah, more fish and vegetable, because in old days, Japanese people didn't eat much meat.
Right, so. And especially in the temples, like traditional temples, they don't eat any meat.
Right, yeah. So it makes sense, yes. So it's a very traditional dish, yeah?
What's your favorite osechi dish, Hiroko-san?
I like kintong.
Ah, 私も!
It's really good. You can't stop eating because it tastes like a sweet potato.
So, sweet potato and chestnut.
Right. Oh, it's has a wish to keep wealth because kintong kanji contains the gold.
Oh, really?
And ton means the group.
Group of gold.
Kintong. Oh, wow. And it tastes good, so it's great.
Oh, I've never seen it in kanji, though.
Right. Mm-hmm. Usually we write in
hiragana or katakana.
Oh, so. I see.
But the problem always is that we eat too much.
Yeah.
Usually people gain weight during the New Year's holiday.
We all do.
So Vivian, what did you have New Year's Day last year?
I think I had soba noodles.
Soba noodles?
You mean leftover from New Year's Eve?
Probably. I think, yeah.
Yeah. On New Year's Eve, we eat soba noodles, which are buckwheat noodles. It's called toshikoshi soba.
Right. Over the New Year's soba.
I see. So my friend served me leftover.
Like, you're so good friend.
On New Year's Day. On New Year's Day.
Toshi is a year. And koshi is from kosu.
Across.
So to go across. So it's like you're going across the end of the year to the New Year's.
Yeah, we start eating buckwheat noodles midnight, right?
Oh, I see. So does it have a specific meaning? I mean, maybe the long noodles?
Yeah, because soba is buckwheat noodles, but it's a homophone of soba, near. So the new year is approaching.
Oh, I see.
So it has double meaning.
Okay, so speaking of New Year's Eve, a lot of people go to a shrine or a temple at midnight of New Year's Eve, right?
So desu ne.
I think so. Especially in the big shrines like Meiji Jingu in Tokyo. It's packed.
Yeah, and Sensoji in Asakusa.
Oh, Asakusa, yeah. Since I'm a foreigner, I'm sometimes scared of visiting shrines because I don't want to insult anybody or do something disrespectful. There must be a lot of rules, and I don't know all these rules. And can you please tell me a little bit about how to behave?
Behave.
どうですか、ひろこさん?
Well, actually, there will be a video coming up, right? June shooted a film showing how to pray in the shrine.
How to visit shrine.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
So the order of going into the shrine and what to do. Once you visit. So check that out.
So June's video, so I can check it out on JapanesePod101.com?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. That's great.
It's coming out on the 2nd of January.
Right.
Okay. I will definitely check it out. So you said you send and receive cards during the New Year season. What are the greeting cards called?
It's called 年賀状.
年賀状.
Many Japanese send New Year's greeting cards to their friends and families. It's kind of similar to the Western culture of sending Christmas cards, like you said. People send greeting cards to friends and families, but nowadays people do that on
internet
or cell phones.
Those e-cards, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. But I like receiving them because there is a lottery on the official greeting cards.
Right.
Oh, wow. A lottery.
One year I received one from my friend, and one of the cards won cooking utensil. Like a nabe. And I went to my friend's house and used the nabe. We had nabe party because we won that nabe.
So what's usually written on those greeting cards?
The most common phrase we write is, "Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu. Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegaishimasu."
Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu. Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Right. Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu means Happy New Year?
Literally, it came from the word akeru, to open. Akemashite's ake part came from the word akeru, to open. And omedetou gozaimasu is congratulations. So it's like congratulating the coming of the year. And kotoshi mo means this year too.
And yoroshiku onegaishimasu is, as you may probably know, be nice to me.
Right. So. Yes, I hear that a lot.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
But the thing is, we can't say akemashite omedetou gozaimasu before New Year's Day. So we can't say Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu today because it's December 31st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay, I should remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead you can say Yoi otoshi wo.
Have a great holiday, have a great year.
So one more time, please.
Yoi otoshi wo.
Yoi otoshi wo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yoi means good. Otoshi is honorable year. So have a great year.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And we JapanesePod101.com made a New Year's greeting card for the listeners. So please check it out. It's cool looking.
When will it be published?
I think it'll be published on the 1st of January, the New Year's Day. It has the picture of us.
Eh?
And...
I didn't know that. Of everyone?
Yeah, most of us.
Oh, and Vivian, you weren't there.
Maybe we take one now and cut and paste.
Yeah. So today we talked about a lot of things about food, traditional Japanese New Year's food, and also to send greeting cards. Yeah, be sure to send the greeting cards. Okay, and don't forget to visit our website, JapanesePod101.com, to check out June's video. It will be uploaded on January 2nd, and also the New Year's greeting card. Yeah?
Hiroko-san to Hiroko-san no tomodachi ga tsukurimashita. Hiroko and her friend made one.
My friend made it really cool looking, so
oh, wow. Okay, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. All right, so Happy New Year, everyone!
皆さん、良いお年を。Have a great holiday!
じゃ、また来年お会いしましょう。See you next year!
See you next year!